Senator Cleveland.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. Point of personal privilege.
Please state your point of personal privilege.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. I too rise today in recognition of Equal Pay Day. And while I know this is an issue that cuts across many boundaries, I also know that according to a January 2015 Institute for Women's Policy report, if we take no further action to advance pay equity, women in Washington won't gain pay equity until 2071. Let me say that again, 2071. Now, given that our state passed our original Equal Pay Act 72 years ago in 1943, this means we will not achieve pay equity for another 56 years. Mr. President, 128 years to achieve equal pay is too long, and it does not honor our long history as a state of being a champion for women. So as I look around this body and I see the tremendous women here today, as well as those who've served us in the past, we're leading our state and lighting the way forward. I urge us to, on this day of recognition of the Equal Pay Act, that we commit to addressing this issue together now. Thank you.